JC Corcoran Podcast.
Me too, honey.
Can I watch football with you again next Sunday?
Sure. You'll find it gets rid of the unpleasant aftertaste of church.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you need to know the winners. And I know the winners. So call me now. Whoa! $5 for the first minute. $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my M.A., versus Cincinnati.
Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
We must consider many things. The wind.
Not the wind.
Is blowing out of the west.
Oh.
At 5
miles per hour.
Not.
Oh.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Monday, January 30th, 2023, 16 days. Until those beautiful baseball fields right down the street from my house start becoming populated with Major League Baseball players and minor leaguers who are trying to make the team as spring training camps open up. How you doing? You are at jcontheline.com. I love that Simpsons thing. I just love it. It's so true. On top of it, and those things always remind me of the Jack Snow thing. I've told this story before. For those of you who've never heard it, Jack Snow used to go to Las Vegas every Friday when he was doing the Rams color commentary for the radio broadcasts. And, the game's on Sunday, but Jack Snow would fly out to Vegas every Friday and record a show. It was a half-hour show that it was on USA Cable, and it had some sort of name like NFL Preview or something like that. And you're figuring, oh, it's a preview of the weekend's football games. Let's watch. And Jack Snow as the moderator of the show. Well, you get up on Saturday morning, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning, and you watch this thing, and it's Jack Snow sitting on a set, and he's got like two guys on his left, two guys on his right, and you want to talk about Goombas. I mean, this would be like a casting call for The Sopranos. All four of these guys looked like, you know, somebody that you would see on the news when they do those stories about at the Newark airport parking lot where they find a guy with a single gunshot to the back of the head stuffed in some trunk of an Oldsmobile 98. And all it was a gambling show. It was it's not that that's necessarily bad, but, you know, I'm always suspicious of anything where people don't say what they actually are. And Jack Snow just sort of sat there and go, okay, Bobby, how about you? I told you last week I had 9 out of 9 plays. I was perfect. And if you want my plays in the San Francisco Miami game, you just dial this 900 number. And, and of course, it would be like $10 a second. And I'm watching Kent right now.
On the backside of this, or even missed, but things are getting better. So, again, if you can wait a little while, I think the roads will improve and we won't.
Right now, it looks terrible out there. Again, by the time you hear this podcast, the threat of bad weather may be over. It looks like it will be over, but right now, yeah.
Dad, look, do you think I have Catherine O'Hara's eyes with longer eyelashes?
Well, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, but just with like longer eyelashes?
Yeah. My daughter has become obsessed with actress Catherine O'Hara, played the mom in Home Alone. It was part of SCTV. She is trying to do her eyes with mascara before she goes to school to look more like Catherine O'Hara. And she keeps asking me if I know her because she knows I interview a lot of celebrities. I'm like, no, as a matter of fact, Catherine O'Hara is one of the people that I've never had the opportunity to interview. But she's in there trying to get the Catherine O'Hara look. And I don't dare tell her that it's not working. Where was I? I live in a nut house. Yeah, I don't know. Anyhow, the Super Bowl. The weather. It's really, really awful out there right now, so be aware of that. Anyhow, it's the Eagles against the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57. It takes place in 2 weeks, February 12th at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. And that one guy, Ray Maaluga, he's got a long, long off season. Not only thinking about what he did with that shove out of bounds that basically cost him the game. Got a long time to think about that, huh? See what happened? They hit a play early in the game, and I did not see it. I got to go back and look at it. I only heard it on the radio, but it sounds like one of the punts or a kickoff collided with one of the wires in the Skycam. You know, they got that giant spider web up there over the stadium, and the camera like swoops around, and somebody wanted the actually Kevin Harlan, who was doing the play-by-play for Westwood One on radio, said, you know, we need drones. Why don't we use drones? We shouldn't have to have wires. Well, the only problem is the cameras that they're using for those high-definition pictures are like 70 pounds, and you'd have to have a drone the size of a 747 to be able to lift something that heavy. And then lo and behold, should something go wrong and the battery and the drone just gives out, you have a 70-pound chunk of steel colliding probably with either a fan or the sidelines or one of the players on the field. So I don't think you'll be seeing drones replacing that unless they can figure out. I don't know. It seems like you can get awfully good resolution with these tiny little lightweight cameras that you can put on a drone. There are drones flying above me on Saturday. They have this thing in Tampa called Gasparilla. And it's basically a pirate parade. And when I say that, I've been to a lot of parades. You know, they have a lot of them in St. Louis, St. Patrick's Day. And I've been to Mardi Gras and, you know, just stuff like that. The St. Patrick's Day parade in Chicago, which is legendary. And the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. I was at that once. And there are, I never made it to the Rose Bowl, but you know, you see those floats and they look pretty elaborate, but you should have seen this thing. This thing clearly, I mean, people have built these things and I guess they put them in storage until next year and then they bring them back up. But there were like these hundreds, there must have been 300 floats, and they're these permanent structures. I mean, these things are built like homes, but they just look like pirate ships and everybody dresses like pirates and the tits. Oh my God. You know, 21, 22-year-old women who left the house, I'm sure, without revealing to their mothers and fathers what they were wearing underneath whatever it was they had on to camouflage all this. But, oh, my God. I mean, the shows in Vegas where there weren't that many mammary glands on display. Now, these girls weren't topless, but it might as well have been with the outfits they were wearing. Holy crap. And you have to pretend like you're not looking, you know. That's always fun. And I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people were, you know, along this parade route. But it was one of the bigger things I have ever seen. And I had never heard about it until I moved here. And again, I split my time between Florida and St. Louis. But you know, I got a 13-year-old. She's got to go to school somewhere. So we had to pick one. And given the fact that the majority of school time is during the winter, trust me, it's going to be here, not back home in St. Louis. But when you have a story like this, you can only get a story like this.
All right, Nicole, thank you. And one pirate looking for her lost parrot after she disappeared during Gasparilla. Take a look at your screen here. She's hoping you can help find it. Pearl is the green-winged macaw pictured here on her owner's arm. While working an event yesterday along West Tampa Avenue, Pearl took flight and went right out of sight. So if you see Pearl, give us a call here at News Channel 8, and we will make sure to put you in touch with her owner.
Imagine that. The parrot saw an opportunity and took advantage of it. Live in a cage or fly around wherever I want to. And people lose dogs all the time. There's always a lost dog somewhere. Do they get time on the news? Oh, we lost our dog. Can you... You never see that. But if it's a bird, somehow it's different. Why? More questions than answers here on a Monday morning. Saturday Night Live was interesting over the weekend because the funniest parts of the show were not live. They were the pre-recorded bits. And they've always done a really, really good job on doing parodies of commercials. And this is one of the better ones. This aired over the weekend.
At Southwest Airlines, we pride ourselves on a smooth flying experience.
But over the holiday season, we messed up. Our system collapsed and thousands of flyers were left stranded. And you
understandably screamed at us for days on end, even more than you usually do.
And sure, we lost $800 million in revenue and are being investigated by the FAA, which is why this year we are dedicated to making things right with the better, more modern Southwest experience.
For starters, we are finally upgrading our entire communication system to 2008 Dell computers.
That's right. We are saying bye-bye to those 2002 IBM ThinkPad laptops with a little red nipple in the middle.
Also, no more missing baggage at baggage claim. Guaranteed.
From here on out, all luggage will be sorted by color.
That makes it your responsibility, not ours.
So, if you're going to Dallas, bring a red suitcase.
Don't show up with a blue bag. Blue bags go to Charlotte.
And make sure to get to the airport early to enjoy our new Southwest Premier Lounge, located inside an active Starbucks. We just get there early and hold down two or three tables for y'all. Southwest is also modernizing our entire air traffic control network.
No more pen and paper. Our air traffic specialists will now be using our old IBM ThinkPad laptops with the little red nipple in the middle.
Now I get a proper flight schedule instead of finding out where I'm going 15 minutes before takeoff.
And now we're streamlining check-in, but not having one at all.
We're just trying to fill up the plane and go.
You showed your ticket at security, right? You good.
We're also upgrading our in-flight staff strictly with people who used to work at Waffle House. So come at them if you want. But these big bitches don't play.
Here at Southwest, mistakes were made. And that's on us. Mostly. Some of it's on you.
Hey, man, let's keep it real. You bought the ticket.
Again, you bought a Southwest ticket. You obviously don't respect yourself, so why should we?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for flying Southwest.
Welcome aboard.
Southwest Airlines. If it's that important to you, just walk.
Pretty good, pretty good. And also, Michael Che on Weekend Update told a joke about Taylor Swift that I would love to play for you, but it wouldn't work because it's visual. But if you get a chance to go back and look at this, you'll know exactly what joke I'm talking about. And it got a response from the audience that was just off the charts. I mean, people were like, wow! And then they all started laughing. It was a great joke. And I just want to go back to football for a minute over the weekend because, again, my theory was borne out. I was talking about this last Monday, as a matter of fact. But I have this theory that it goes back to a time back in the late 90s where the Rams were in a playoff game. It wasn't the Super Bowl, but it was like the championship game or something. And for reasons that were beyond my control, in the middle of the game, I had to go out in the car and go pick up my daughter from a play date. And so the football game is going on, and everybody in St. Louis, of course, is sitting in front of their TVs watching this thing. And so I go out in the car to go pick her up, and there's nobody out on the streets. And finally, though, I do start to encounter a couple of cars, and they're all driving like shit. They're swerving in and out of lanes. They're just driving like total assholes. And it dawned on me, these are the people who are out of step with society. Because I don't care what you say, when you have a major event like that, most quote-unquote normal people are watching the game somewhere. So if you're like, oh yeah, that silly game of football, no, I don't watch any of that. Those are the people who are driving during the game. And those are the people you got to watch out for. And the same thing happened yesterday here. I had a baseball game at 1:30 in the afternoon. I didn't schedule that. And a lot of the guys were mad because they scheduled the game that was going to cut into the opening of the football game, at least the first quarter. So I was driving home while the game is being played. And again, the driving is indescribable. It's just like old ladies driving 35 miles an hour in the passing lane on a highway. And you want to say, of course, everybody does that now. God, there's one state, I want to say it's something like Alabama or South Carolina or something like that, that is finally caught on to the idea that it's screwing up traffic. And it's very, very dangerous when you get those people who just cruise in the passing lane. And that's what it is. Some people call it the fast lane. No, it's the passing lane. That's what it's technically referred to as. And unless you're amongst the fastest traffic on the highway, you're not supposed to be in that lane. And you know as well as I do, people get on the entrance ramp, they get on the highway, they swerve all the way over to the left side, and they just take their fucking time. So now you're behind them and you got to go to the middle lane. The only problem is the merging traffic is using that to accelerate. And that's what makes it so dangerous. So the cops The cops, they just take the easy way out. They just figure, well, the guy who is driving the fastest car, that's the guy causing all the trouble. No, it's not. It isn't. It's the people who are driving so slow in the passing lane that are causing the most dangerous highway situations. It absolutely is. But only one state out of 50 appears to think the way I do. By the way, in my baseball game, it's supposed to be an over 65 league. And so yesterday we show up, it's an all Latin team. Everybody from Cuba, the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico. And you know, these guys are talking about you. But even though I took a couple of years of Spanish, I can understand when people are, you know, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? Okay, that I can understand. But these guys are out of here. This is what it sounds like. And you, even if you spoke Spanish, I don't know how they understand one another. Be like that guy, John Machida. Remember that guy who used to do the commercials? He talked so fast. I think he did Federal Express commercials. But like I said, it's supposed to be an over 65 league. And I play in a couple different leagues. I play in 150 plus league. I play in 165 plus league. And the guys can still play. You know, I pitched the first inning yesterday and nobody told me that these guys were really, really good hitters. And I gave up 5 runs in the first inning. Now we were 3-up, 3-down in the second inning. But that first inning, man, I was getting shelled. But I started looking at these guys and I'm like, wait a minute. Hold it. You're not over 65. You look like you're about 45. But that's the way the world operates now. You know, everybody's cheating. It just seems like everybody cheats at everything now. People cheat on their taxes. The whole world is obsessed with the American voting system now, where people are accusing the whole thing of being fraudulent. Those YouTube videos where, you know, hot girls are being interviewed on the street and they talk about, you know, what's the worst thing you ever did? Oh, I had 3 guys in one 24-hour period and my boyfriend didn't know anything about it. Be honest. Used to be something honorable. Now you go around playing by the rules and you're a freak. And one more note on football yesterday. Sosi Bacon. They were doing Hyundai commercials. Kevin Bacon doing Hyundai commercials. And, you know, he needs all the money he can get right now because he was one of the guys cleaned out by Bernie Madoff. But he's got a daughter who I didn't even know was in show business. She's 30 now and she's done some movies and TV shows. And she was in that movie Smile last year. And let me tell you something. If I know what I'm talking about, this kid is a star. She was really, really good in the commercials. I want to see more of her. I keep looking out my window to see if that parrot flies by. Catch the parrot and get a big reward. Get a nice fat check from somebody. Sorry if I'm distracted. Okay, you know where you were exactly 23 years ago today.
McNair will work out of the shotgun.
The St. Louis Rams and the 63-year-old grandfather, champions of the NFL.
Doesn't seem possible that could be 23 years ago today, 23-16 in Atlanta. All right, there's a story coming out of ABC. There's a lot of people still scratching their heads, don't understand it. And this Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, they were removed from the air in December after it was revealed they were having an affair. And over the weekend, the network said, that's it. We're not bringing either one of you back. I think they wanted to bring Amy Robach back, but they started negotiating. They were accusing her of having alcohol in her office. They were just trying to dig up anything they could get on her to try to not have to pay the full sum because these people have contracts. And apparently, in the end, the network came along and said, all right, we'll just buy out your contract. So they're going to get a couple of $1 million each, and they can take that money and then continue to dry hump one another in public. And again, almost any contract anybody signs these days, and that includes everybody from the network guys all the way down to local people like us. And maybe you have this too. It's called a morals clause. A morals clause in the contract that basically says if you bring disrepute to the station or the network by doing something just terrible, they can pull you off the air, and that's that. But there's still a lot of people wondering what moral code was violated here. Not really anybody's business what they're doing in their personal lives. Nobody was, I don't believe that anybody broke network policy. Okay, so this TJ Holmes guy sounds like a big hoe, and he was nailing everybody in sight for years. And Amy Robach is just the most recent one. But that's not illegal. And to me, it just wouldn't seem like it was in violation of station policy or anything that was in the contract. But what do I know? All I know is Amy Robach, I used to think that she was super, super hot. This goes back like 15, 20 years when she first popped up on the Today Show. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, this is what we want, right, guys? This is what we want. And then they were asking her about exercise, and she said that she exercised to the music of Miley Cyrus. And at that point, I was like, thanks for that. I'll move on. Jay Leno sets himself on fire and then has a motorcycle accident, broke a collarbone, two ribs, both kneecaps. He says he's okay. Kevin Costner renting out his Aspen Ranch for $36,000 per night. The house is almost 6,000 square feet, includes 12 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, 24/7 caretakers on site, a baseball field, a sledding hill, and 3 hot tubs. What do you need with 3 hot tubs? That's a hell of a party. Only $36,000 a night. The AARP announced its Movies for Grown-Ups Awards over the weekend. Top Gun Maverick won for Best Picture. Jamie Lee Curtis honored with a Career Achievement Award. So Tom Cruise is recognized by the AARP. Okay. Dolly Parton was asked if she's still trying to recruit Mick Jagger for her album of rock and roll she's going to do. She said she's still waiting and hoping, but if he doesn't budge, and here's the quote, she said, "I'll kick his bony ass when I see him," end quote. TMC investigates tonight. This is on Fox. The Lisa Marie Presley unending tragedy. Priscilla, by the way, contesting the validity of her daughter's will. She says it's a phony will. Here we go. Jimmy Fallon tonight has Austin Butler and Rob Gronkowski, who stars in the movie 80 for Brady. And I don't know about you, but I try never to miss a Rob Gronkowski movie. I'm supposed to see this thing tomorrow night, and I'm trying to come up with an excuse not to have to go. Salma Hayek, I'm with Jimmy Kimmel. Colbert's got Rachel Brosnahan. Emma Roberts, I'm with Corden. And Seth Meyers has Christopher Maloney. Remember when Pam Anderson was married to a movie producer by the name of John Peters? She was married to him for 12 days back in 2020. There are apparently no hard feelings there because he's leaving her $10 million in his will for 12 days of bliss. That must have been some kick-ass bliss, is all I can say. Avatar: The Way of Water, now the 4th highest grossing movie of all time. Lisa Loring, who played Wednesday Addams on the original Addams Family back in the 60s, passed away, massive stroke, over the weekend. And a musician's testimony about Ticketmaster from last week's congressional hearing is going viral, but what they were talking about was unbelievable. He was some musician I had never heard of before, but he was touring the country, and the tickets to see this guy were $45. $45 a pop to see this guy perform. He was ending up with only $8 for every ticket sold, because by the time Ticketmaster and Live Nation cut into everything, plus they got to pay everybody along the line, he ends up with $8 a ticket. You know, and when you hear her, for example, because Casey pretty much has a lock on everything right now, and they have very close relationships with a couple of the promoters in town, so that when you are listening to the radio and you hear it was like Casey 95 welcomes, and then they name the band, they're taking about 30% off the top too. So if you sell a $50 ticket to see, I don't know, Roger Hodgson from Supertramp, play down on the boat in South County, And you're like, oh, that's very impressive. Keishi is sponsoring the show. Yeah, they're sponsoring because they're taking $30 or 30% off the top. It's a dirtier deal than people know. All right, birthdays today. Christian Bale, 49. Brett Butler, wow, she disappeared, didn't she? Grace Under Fire, 65. Charles Dutton, who plays the Magic Negro in a lot of movies, including Rudy, he's 72. Phil Collins, 72. Darth Chaney, otherwise known as Dick, is 82. Vanessa Redgrave, wow, she's in Nip Tuck, but I remember her from Camelot back in the 1960s. If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in springtime. Leaving you in springtime. Sorry about that. I won't do that again. Gene Hackman, 93. The Beatles made their final public appearance as a group, performing on the roof of the Apple Studios in London on this date in 69. If you hear the song Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2 and you don't know what it's about, it's about this. In 1972, 51 years ago today, British soldiers in Northern Ireland killed 13 Catholic civil rights marchers, what became known as Bloody Sunday. Kiss played their first concert on this date back in 1973, someplace called the Popcorn Club. They got $50. 10 people were in attendance. The first ground battle of the Gulf War, this date, 32 years ago today. There was a radio consultant by the name of Bob Oxenhandler, but he changed his name for radio, good move, to Bobby Hattrick. Okay, Bobby Hattrick. And back in the early 80s, he was a hot commodity. Everybody wanted to have this guy come into town and consult their radio station because, I don't know, he had figured out some magic way to present songs, and he would consult a station and the ratings would go up, and that started to go around the business, and everybody wanted a piece of Bobby Hattrick. Come on, do our station. And at this time, he was actually living in St. Louis and consulting KWK. And I knew Bobby from DC 101 when I worked there in the Howard Stern days. And then I moved to St. Louis, not even knowing that that's where he was living. And of course, like I said, he's consulting our competitor, KWK. But on this date, in 1986, the whole thing came to a screeching halt because Bobby picked up the wrong guy in Forest Park, took him back to his house in the Central West End. They found Bobby Hattrick's body on this date in 1986. Chopped up pretty good. Guy cut his dick off. I'm not making that up. KWK had to find somebody new to help out their radio station, which didn't work because we smashed them. Some of you will remember a radio promotion that we did at 93.7 KSD, the Clients of Gronk station, on this date back in 1989. We were giving away free trips to Cardinal spring training, and we rented out the Westport Playhouse for people to show up with their scavenger hunt items. So in other words, you had to listen every day. And like I said, if you were listening back in those days, you'll remember this thing. Because you said, okay, day number one, you need a picture standing in front of Busch Stadium at midnight or something like that. And then Tuesday, we need you to make a paper mache cardinal or something. And then you took all of that stuff at the end of the 2 weeks and you put it into some sort of display. And then you showed up at the Westport Playhouse. We had a panel of judges. The judges judged them, and five people got free spring training trips. And the whole thing was called Run to the Sun on this date back in 1989. And if you're looking for love, according to U.S. Census data, the cities with the most singles: Richmond, Virginia; Pittsburgh; Buffalo; Newark, New Jersey; Cincinnati; Atlanta; Baton Rouge; Louisiana; Minneapolis; Detroit; and St. Louis. The cities with the most single men: Minneapolis, Atlanta, Newark, Pittsburgh, Madison, Wisconsin; Richmond, Cincinnati, Buffalo, and St. Louis. And the places with the most single women: Buffalo, Richmond, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Ohio, Newark, Baton Rouge, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Baltimore. And if more seasoned divorcees are your speed, here's the list: Spokane, Washington; Jacksonville, Florida; Reno, Nevada; Albuquerque, New Mexico; and Orlando, Florida. Chicken of the Sea offering $1 million to anybody who can prove they've met a live mermaid. Hey, cue George Santos. And the iPhone 15 will reportedly have a titanium frame, which means it'll make an extra cool metallic sound when you drop it into the toilet. And with that, the J.C. Corcoran Podcast for Monday, January 20th. No, it's not. January 30th, 2023 is in the can. 16 days until pitchers and catchers report to Jupiter, Florida. We are here every weekday morning right about this time at jcontheline.com. You email me at jc@jcontheline.com. Facebook, the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Enjoy your day. Watch out for the slippery stuff out here for the next hour or two. And in the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.